Listener Production.
11 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. Tessa Randello here with you. Police are investigating two firearm incidents this morning that aren't believed to be related. A person is on the run after shots were fired into a Goodwood home last night. No one was injured, and police say initial investigations indicate it could have been a targeted attack. While a 59-year-old man's in a stable condition after being shot in the neck while hunting on a bush property at Tea Tree, that incident is not believed to be suspicious. On the roads, a 45-year-old Oak Downs man has died following a single car collision on Sunday after crashing into the fence at the Tasmanian Golf Club. Elsewhere, a 13-year-old's being treated for facial injuries after being hit by a car in Rosetta trying to cross near the Brooker Highway. House prices in Hobart have skyrocketed outside the city in the last 5 years. Bridgewater's seen an increase of 134%, with the cost doubling in Dodgers Ferry, New Norfolk, Midway Point and Claremont. Rent's not immune to the price hike. Sandy Bay's gone up $78 a week compared with last year. That's $70 a week for Battery Point. And community services are calling for relief and stronger plan for the future to better equip them tackling rising inflation. Shadow Community Services Minister Sarah Lovell says funding isn't increasing with the rising cost.
The community service sector have been calling out for indexation. So we've seen over a number of years the levels of their core funding not increasing in line with the cost of providing those services.
The state government says the budget's provided for more community support organisations' major new investments in the space. Tim Taranto can hold his head high despite Richmond's 10-point loss to the Power yesterday. The Tigers star responded to a week of criticism about his ball use with 33 disposals and 4 goals. And Taranto earned the praise of interim coach Andrew McWalter.
Not a bad player, Tim, is he? Look, he's been unbelievably consistent for us this year. An ultra competitor. Every week he gives his all and we love him for it. Another great game from him tonight.